Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Today, I'm going to break all the rules. I know that reading long passages on the radio is generally not considered to be good radio, but how if it's something that's really, really good? I have the most beautiful quote from Streams in the Desert by Letty Cowman, and I think you're going to love it. I'm going to read the whole thing and then talk about it. It's about faith. It's about the still small voice. It's about God's delicate restraints. And I think if you turn up the radio a little bit, listen carefully, you will find something very inspirational for you. So here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is God's Delicate Restraints. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I'd like to talk about restraint. And I don't think that we pay enough attention to gentle restraints. In fact, I read something I want to share with you. It's very beautiful. Let me see if I can find it. I'm reading from a little book called Streams in the Desert by Mrs. Charles E. Cowman. Beautiful little book. And here's what she says. She says, "A soul who made rapid progress in her understanding of the Lord was once asked the secret of her easy advancement. She replied tersely, 'Mind the checks.' And the reason that many of us do not know and better understand him is we do not give heed to his gentle checks, his delicate restraints and constraints. His is a still small voice. A still voice can hardly be heard, it must be felt. A steady, gentle pressure upon the heart and mind, like the touch of a morning zephyr to your face. A small voice quietly, almost timidly spoken in your heart, but if heeded, growing noiselessly clearer to your inner ear. His voice is for the ear of love, and love is intent upon hearing even the faintest whispers. There comes a time also when love ceases to speak, if not responded to or believed in. He is love, and if you would know him in his voice, give constant ear to his gentle touches. In conversation, when about to utter some word, give heed to that gentle voice, mind the check, and refrain from speech. When about to pursue some course that seems all clear and right, and there comes quietly to your spirit a suggestion that has in it the force almost of a conviction, give heed. Even if changed plans seem highest folly from the standpoint of human wisdom, learn also to wait on God for the unfolding of his will. Let God form your plans about everything in your mind and heart, and then wait for him to make things come to pass. Do not possess any wisdom of your own, for many times his action will seem so contradictory to the plan he gave. He will seem to work against himself. Simply listen, obey, and trust God, even when it seems highest folly to do so. He will in the end make all things work together. So, if you would know his voice, never consider results or possible effects. Obey even when he asks you to move in the dark. He himself will be gloriously light in you. And there will spring up rapidly in your heart an acquaintanceship and a fellowship with God, which will be overpowering in itself to hold you and him together, even in severest testings and under most terrible pressures." And Mrs. Cowper said it's from something called Way of Faith. Oh, it's so beautiful. I'm reading from Streams in the Desert by Mrs. Charles Cowman. I think that is probably about the best thing that I've read in a long time. It was a lengthy passage. I hope you don't mind. People today have short attention spans. If you liked it, why don't you listen to this program again? It's at the website. Many of the stations have it at the website in, you know, under the Shedding Shackles page. And also it's in podcasts all over the place. You could listen to it again. Or you could get Streams in the Desert. And it's the entry for the day of October 2nd. No, October 3rd. October 3rd. All right, so you got the idea.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
If you have a question or need advice, call our listener call-in line at 510-455-8851.
So, many times I'm about to say something, just like she said it so well. I'm about to say something, and I'm gently constrained. Something holds me back. Something restrains me ever so gently, and I don't say anything. And that was the right thing to do, the right thing to say, which was nothing. And she also said to wait upon God, wait for Him to unfold your life for you. And she said that a lot of times it seems like you're going in the wrong direction. You go right and it doesn't work out, and then you go left and it doesn't work out, and then you go right and it works out. But it was a timing thing. If you had immediately gone right, the timing would have been wrong. So instead you went right and then left and then right, and the timing was correct. Timing is also important. God has plans, good plans, but He doesn't force Himself upon people. You've heard the old expression, God wants volunteers, not conscripts. He makes His will known in the most delicate way by restraining you from going the wrong way. And not going the wrong way is going the right way. You see? So, how many times has something not quite worked out? You had something planned and then you missed the bus, or you were delayed and then you couldn't go. But if you had gone, who knows what would have happened? You're safe and you don't even know how or why. You don't know what might have happened if you had gone. You see what I mean? So God works things out in a very delicate way. He restrains you from wrong. He restrains you from saying the wrong thing, from moving in an untimely way, from rushing too quickly. He restrains you, and you wait, and then a door opens, and you go through the door to success and happiness and everything else. He opens doors. He makes things available at the right person. Appears at the right time. Somehow you very thoughtfully and delicately search out the way, and you find the right doctor, or a teacher appears, or you pick up a book and open it up some page, and there's the answer. It's very delicate. What's the word to use? It's like you're looking for clues. And all along the way, there are little clues, and you follow those little clues, and it leads you to the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's so beautiful. It's like a fairy tale. It's so sweet and beautiful. And the people who are rushing, the people who are impatient, the people who are ambitious, the people who are angry and resentful, the people who are selfish. Now look, we're all selfish, but He restrains your selfishness. See, the problem is, so look, you have to find Him. And you find Him in these delicate restraints. So Mrs. Cowper is so correct when she said that there was a soul who was making great progress in understanding God. And people said, well, what's your secret? And she said, mind the checks. In other words, God checks us. He restrains us. He holds us back. One man said, and I said it on the last program, and it's true, if it wasn't for God, we'd all be in the gutter, myself included. He restrains us, and it's very gentle, so you have to look for that gentle restraint. You could call it conscience, intuition. It's wordless, it's silent, and you don't go the wrong way. And you don't know why, but you just don't. Somehow you sense it's not right, and you're safe. And then when a good way comes along, the right way, you take a step and nothing restrains you, and you take another step and nothing restrains you, and that's the way to go. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. It's much too marvelous for words. Wasn't that the line in an old show tune from Broadway? Too marvelous for words. You've probably heard some Christians say something like, I serve an awesome God. Well, we do. We serve an awesome God. And so awesome and so beautiful that once in a while you get a little sense of how he has extended his hand into your life, and he is arranging things. That is so sweet that you cry the tears of sweet joy in knowing that he is there and he cares for you.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Are you looking for something to help with stress? Is stress interfering with your prayer life? Are you interested in making a fresh start? You've come to the right place. Why not try Roland's free meditation? Give it a try today at sheddingshackles.com.
So, this was a very nice thing that I read. I may even read it again. I couldn't say it better myself. So I'm going to read it again, and hopefully this time you'll be able to glean a bit more from it. The first time, you know, sometimes we don't always hear it totally, but now you're kind of ready for it. So I'm going to read it again, and I think it's going to be a real joy for you. I'm reading from Streams in the Desert. Incidentally, it's a lovely little book by Mrs. Charles Cowman is her name. So here we go. I'm going to read it again. It's the entry for October. It's a little devotional book. The entry for October 3rd. A soul who made rapid progress in her understanding of the Lord was once asked the secret of her easy advancement. She replied tersely, mind the checks. And the reason that many of us do not know and better understand him is we do not give heed to his gentle checks, his delicate restraints and constraints. His is a still small voice. A still voice can hardly be heard, it must be felt. A steady, gentle pressure upon the heart and mind, like the touch of a morning zephyr to your face. A small voice quietly, almost timidly spoken in your heart, but if heeded, growing noiselessly clearer to your inner ear. His voice is for the ear of love, and love is intent upon hearing even the faintest whispers. There comes a time also when love ceases to speak if not responded to or believed in. He is love, and if you would know him in his voice, give constant ear to his gentle touches. In conversation, when about to utter some word, give heed to that gentle voice, mind the check, and refrain from speech. When about to pursue some course that seems all clear and right, and there comes quietly to your spirit a suggestion that has in it the force almost of a conviction, give heed. Even if changed plans seem highest folly from the standpoint of human wisdom, learn also to wait on God for the unfolding of his will. Let God form your plans about everything in your mind and heart, and then wait for him to make things come to pass. Do not possess any wisdom of your own, for many times his action will seem so contradictory to the plan he gave. He will seem to work against himself. Simply listen, obey, and trust God, even when it seems highest folly to do so. He will in the end make all things work together. So, if you would know his voice, never consider results or possible effects. Obey even when he asks you to move. I'm going to stop right there. In other words, always do what you know in your heart. Do what's right, regardless of the consequences. I'm reading from Streams in the Desert by Mrs. Charles Kaufman. Obey even when he asks you to move in the dark. He himself will be gloriously light in you, and there will spring up rapidly in your heart an acquaintanceship and a fellowship with God, which will be overpowering in itself to hold you and him together, even in severest testings and under most terrible pressures. And Mrs. Cowper said it's from something called Way of Faith. Oh, it's so beautiful. So whoever wrote this gets it. Always do what you know in your heart. Pay attention to your conscience, what you know in your heart, and then always do what you know in your heart. Wait upon God and wait for all the wonderful things that will come to pass when you do so. When you have a question and you need an answer, but you don't know what the answer is, or maybe you don't know which way to go, you need to go there is an issue arises that is of some importance. You don't know what to do. Wait until you see clearly what to do. You will know. All of a sudden, you'll just go, and you'll move, and it will be right. And the timing will be right, and everything will be right. Wait upon God. What does it say in the scripture? Trust God and lean not on your own understanding. Like that.
Good examples are very valuable for self-improvement. A Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. When I do my piano teaching, when I illustrate a piece at the keyboard, I'm careful to have the right pedaling, the right phrasing, and the correct dynamics. I know that students often are listening to the way I interpret a piece, and they will follow my example. In the same way, if you're a parent, you have authority and need to do the right things so that your children will observe them and then follow in the same way. When you bring your own lunch with you, strive to bring healthy items with enough whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. That's not just good for you, but good for the planet and good for others to see.
Hi, everyone. I'm stopping by to talk to you heart to heart. Heart to heart. Madame Guion, a very nice lady who wrote Experiencing God Through Prayer, a well-known devotional book. She said, that prayer is not a thing of the head, but a thing of the heart. Heart to heart. Do you remember, a long time ago, I remember when I was a kid, when we said the Pledge of Allegiance, and incidentally, we did say the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school, and we put our hand over our heart. You remember? We put our hand over our heart. Well, you can do the same thing. When you pray, you can put your hand over your heart and communicate with God. He doesn't need a lot of words. He already knows, but you need to talk to him. You understand? How many of you have had a kid and something was going on and you knew that your child needed to talk to you, but you had to wait for him or her to come to you? Or you could go to them, of course, and just chit-chat a little bit and hope that they open their heart to you. Now, you can't force it, but when they do finally come and say, "Mom or Dad, I need to talk to you," oh, it's a beautiful moment, isn't it? Well, it's the same thing with God. You need to talk to him. But what you've done is you are avoiding him. You know you ought to communicate with him, but you avoid him. And so you got to stop avoiding him. Now, how do you avoid him? Well, it's kind of like when you have something to do, but you don't really feel like doing it, so you just push it aside, and then you've got all these other things to do. And you stay oh so busy with this and oh so busy with that. And you've got this and that, you got your work, and people say, "How are you doing?" "Oh, I'm busy, I'm busy." And yeah, you're very busy, but this one thing, you see what I mean? You keep putting it aside. You find a way to push it aside. Well, you're finding a way to push God aside. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Because he doesn't care so much about your words. He wants you to remember him and come to him. So you keep pushing him aside. So why not? You could even do it now if you're not driving in the car or anything, if you're just sitting quietly somewhere. You could put your hand over your heart like we used to do when we said the Pledge of Allegiance. Just put your hand over your heart and lift up your eyes and quietly, silently call upon God. And you know what? He hears that. See, it's your intention. It's your giving yourself. And then when he responds, it's not likely to be something really big. It's more likely to be the still small voice, the voiceless voice. You lift up your heart to him, you lift up your eyes and inquire of God, and he responds to you very gently. For example, this is just an example, but the first thing you need to do is to get a little closer to him. And right now, not only have you pushed him aside, but there's something else that's blocking you from him. And you know what it is? It's resentment. You're resenting someone. You're resenting your wife, your husband. You're resenting your dad. Every time you think of him, you resent him for what he did or he didn't do, or he didn't help you, or he wasn't there for you. And you resent your mom because she was always yelling at you, or you resent your brother because he was smarter than you, or your sister because she was prettier than you, or some other kid because he was more popular than you. You resent someone. All right, maybe they did something to you and maybe they didn't. Maybe they were hateable and maybe they weren't. But never mind that. What's important is that you let go of the resentment. How do you forgive? Let go of the resentment. Let go of the grudge. Let it go. Make it unimportant. Forget about it. They were all messed up just the way you're messed up. They were messed up too. So just forget. Just let it go. That's it. So unforgiveness, or to put another way, resentment, hostility towards someone, a grudge against someone. See, that and judgment. Judgment, judgment, judgment. Oh, you've got to let go of judgment. You've got to let it go. You cling to it. It gives you a sense of rightness. But you don't want to give yourself a sense of rightness. Why don't you just be a regular person, let your hair down, and just be wrong and let God deal with you? Don't try to give yourself a sense of rightness by judging other people. See, it's so easy to do, but don't do it. Don't do it. Let it go. Just become a regular person like you were when you were a little kid. If you got something to do, then just do it. You got some work to do, do your work. If you got some recreation, some innocent pursuit, go ahead and pursue it. But just stop judging and hating other people and the people from your past. Forgive them. Let it go. All right? And then that will unblock you from God. And He will then enter your life. And maybe the first thing He'll make you aware of is that you did resent your mom. He makes you aware of it. And when He makes you aware of it, wordlessly in your heart, and just be aware of it and be sad about what you see. Regret what you see about yourself. Don't try to change yourself. Don't try to make yourself right. Just see it in His light. He's showing you. He's making you aware by the light of conscience. See it. Regret what you see. Realize you can't change yourself. If it comes to you, cry a little tear over it, and then wipe the tears from your eyes, and then you'll see that God forgives you. He just wants you to be sorry for hating other people. Now, move on, this time with God as your friend. Become a friend of conscience. Don't push conscience aside anymore. Become a friend of conscience, a friend of God, and life will be sweet. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.